need a vacation, whether it's the trip of a lifetime or a weekend getaway, we can help. This is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Hey, I'm on vacation every single day, every single day.
Good morning, Dayton Kane here. And Rose Gray, there are a lot of words that I would use to describe you. Giddy typically wouldn't be one of them. However, today might be the day that I use that term. We have big news to announce.
We have really big news. And honestly, the intro to the show was perfect because he said, whether it's a trip of a lifetime, and I think we bat that around, that phrase around a little too much, but I'm telling you, we're going to talk about a trip of a lifetime.
Yeah, exciting stuff.
Yeah. So this has been in the works a long time.
Yeah.
A long time. I know there are a lot of people who have been patiently waiting for the announcement, and it's coming now.
Okay, so foxworldtravel.com is where you find everything you need for travel, including business travel, destination weddings, business incentive trips, if you want to give those away to people. Also, Disney experts. But this announcement kind of trumps all those today because this is a big deal. So where are we heading now, Rose?
Well, we are going to help Rose realize one of her dreams, and that is the Galapagos Islands Adventure, April 4th through April 14th, 2025. So less than a year away,
okay. It's
happening.
So you've never been here?
No. No.
It's a big announcement. There it is. Thank you.
Thank you, producer Isaac.
So this is another like Antarctica trip for you. Like you've been all over the world.
Yeah.
But not here yet.
I had something on the books some years ago and something fell through. And so this is it. And I'm telling you, I again applaud and commend your patience for those of you who have been hearing me talk about, I've got something in the works. It's going to happen. I promise you it's going to happen because it had to be perfect. Because certainly when Rose Gray does a trip, it's got to be perfect because it's Rose Gray, who is very, very, very picky. And then Fox World Travel wants to put out the best possible product there. So there was a lot of blood, sweat, tears, time, energy, vetting of various opportunities. And we have decided to go with our good friends at Celebrity Cruise Lines because they have built in 2019 a ship called the Flora, which is built for the Galapagos.
It's a beautiful ship.
Oh my gosh. It's unbelievable. So how can you find out more about this while I'm speaking about it? By going to our website, foxworldtravel.com. To the left of our logo in the left-hand corner, you see menu, you go to vacation travel, you go to group travel, Fox Group Vacations. And this time it is categorized correctly as travel to exotic destinations right there alongside of highlights of New Zealand and Costa Rica, wild wonders and beyond, which we can talk about later. Turkey, colors of Peru. This one is Galapagos Adventures with Rose Gray, and it's April 4th through the 14th. And when I say that this is as near to a perfect Galapagos trip as you are going to find, I am not kidding. Absolutely everything you could think of has been included. We are doing two nights in Quito before we start. That's all included. Meals and excursion in Quito included. We fly then to Baltra, which is the island that most of the Galapagos experiences that start on land and catch a cruise go to.
Okay.
And then this particular ship, this beautiful, fabulous mega yacht, as it's called, 100 cabins.
That's
100
it.
100 cabins.
Nice.
Will take us to the outer circle. There are two. There's an inner loop and an outer loop. We are doing the outer loop on this particular trip. Now, when I say that this ship is got everything, I am not kidding. First and foremost, we're talking about sustainability. We've talked about why it's hard to get to the Galapagos and why it's expensive to go to the Galapagos because there are permits that you have to have as a tour operator or cruise line, and they're becoming fewer of them and more difficult to come by. So, and that is because they are so careful about taking care of these treasures. And this archipelago is a treasure. Some people don't even know where it is. It's off of Ecuador. So we're flying into Quito, Ecuador, and then we're going over to Baltra. But you feel like, and trust me, I have watched so many YouTube videos about the Galapagos that I feel like I can be an expert on this particular topic. You feel like you are in another world. There are species of animals and bird life that you will not see anywhere else in the world.
Yeah, that video you sent me to watch was amazing.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, this trip looks incredible.
They built the ship in 2019. We all know what happened in 2020 and 2021, so you can imagine that there wasn't much going on the ship. I envision we're going to have the new ship smell still on that ship when we get in. Every single cabin is a balcony outside type cabin. There is none of this inside with a porthole or any of that kind of
right.
business. It was designed specifically for the Galapagos, as I said, and it is got a state-of-the-art technology that helps with that carbon footprint that we won't be leaving in the Galapagos Islands.
Galapagos Islands Adventure with Rose Gray, April 4th through the 14th, now up at foxworldtravel.com. Go get booked on it because it'll sell out quick on a ship that size.
Exactly.
There's not a lot of room.
Exactly.
So.
My dream would be for us to have half the ship. That would be my dream.
That would be awesome. All right. More to come. It is the Fox World Travel Show. We'd love to hear from you today. 855-616-1620, the WTMJ talk and text line. Thanks for listening to WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning. Mostly sunny. A high of 65 near the lake today. A little bit warmer inland. Going to be a beautiful day to be outside. You can find the Fox World Travel Show podcast on Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts, or at foxworldtravel.com. It gets posted about Tuesday, I think, is when that happens.
Yeah, typically.
So. Rose Gray.
One of our marketing person who's in charge of that happens to be on her honeymoon in Fiji.
We'll see how that goes this week.
Exactly.
Then. Rose Gray announced the Galapagos trip for 2025, and Neil from Menominee Falls chimed in. He said, a little correction. I was on the Flora last September. It has 50 cabins, not 100.
100 cabins.
It's only 100 people
passengers
on this ship.
And get this. There are 11 certified naturalists on board. That's almost one for every 9 passengers. And these naturalists, most of them come from the area. They didn't train them and bring them in.
Right.
So they're as passionate about. Neil, if you're listening, give us a call. Tell us more.
Yeah, let us know.
I want to hear your story. So Quito and then Baltra, and then we do the Outer Loop, which you can read about those little islands. Each one is going to be a little unique. What I just love about this trip, I am not kidding. Everything is included. I'm not going to lie. You're going to spend some money on this trip. There's no doubt about it. But the ancillary or the additional costs are going to be few and far between, because dining in room is included. There's options to eat al fresco or eat in the dining room. You want to do island experience in the morning, and you want to do deep sea snorkeling in the afternoon, that's included.
Wow.
The way that you get off the ship also appeals to me, because they have a marina deck where you literally walk onto what would be a Zodiac if you were in Antarctica, which is just an inflatable yacht that's your skiff, if you will. So yeah. Just absolutely positively loving everything about it. And again, I apologize, but we had to have every single detail taken care of before I felt comfortable announcing it. And I feel like we're there now. We are
okay.
There. There's an air credit that's being included. There's so many wonderful things. So if you want to know more about it, 866-GO-FOX-GO. That's Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. If you are in the sound, if you're listening to this right now and you go into a website, there is a what would you say, golden little rectangle in the bottom corner.
The golden ticket.
That's the golden ticket of our website. And it says, let's connect. Just go right ahead and send that in. And they will, the people who sort through those will get that to one of our advisors who will get back to you and give you all of the information. Now, again, the pages and pages and pages that I have printed out about this particular trip would take me the entire show, and we don't want to just continue to talk about this. I'd like to, but we won't. But I'm just telling you things like complimentary use of binoculars, a complimentary backpack, a pillow menu,
a
sparkling wine when in your suite, a personal attendant if you'd like to use that, a stocked mini bar with your favorite soft drinks and beer. You know, and lots
this
of times...
This is bougie.
Yes, it's so bougie because Rosebery is bougie. There's no doubt about it. So as you can see... I'm pretty jacked about this,
yeah.
And I would love for those of you who have been listening to me talk about this for pre-COVID, through COVID, and now happening for 2025, certainly give us a call. And again, it's a trip of such magnitude that if you feel you want me to be involved with your consultation with your travel advisor, I will make that happen.
Okay.
So I'm there for you. I want this thing to go in the absolute worst way, and I want it to be fantastic.
Yeah, only 50 rooms on the ship, so it's going to fill up fast.
Exactly.
So get in, foxworldtravel.com. We are going to take a break. We'll get to your calls and texts next, 855-616-1620. That's the WTMJ talking text line, and this is the Fox World Travel Show.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good song for today, Isaac. Going to be mostly sunny and 65 in Milwaukee. If you get out a little bit further, pushing 70. So going to be a beautiful Saturday afternoon. Rose Gray, all giddy today about the Galapagos trip. Somebody did call in and ask pricing. Like, where are we starting with this,
yep,
and how do we book?
We're starting at $13,268 per person.
Okay.
But again, I had sticker shock when I saw that. I mean, I would fall off my chair. But then I looked at what was included, and I couldn't stop going, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Because there are some times when we say this is a starting price, and it's low entry cabin category. Even the least expensive cabins on the ship are mind blowing.
Yeah.
Floor to ceiling windows, infinity balconies, you know, that kind of a thing. Every single meal, every single possible thing you can think of. So,
including on the land when you start the 2 days,
exactly.
You get that all included too.
Exactly. And so we just, I know that sounds like an astronomical. Including the flight, we got to fly from Quito to Baltra and then back. So yep, all of those things are included. And I compared it to, like I said, the Antarctica experience, or I compared it to the Australia-New Zealand. Now, granted, that Australia-New Zealand is many more days, but there's some meals included, not absolutely right, every meal. There, you know, are no cocktails included. This is every possible beverage, including a stocked minibar.
So basically, if you're bringing home some tchotchke items, that's what you're paying for.
Precisely.
Above and beyond. Otherwise, everything's in there.
Gratuities are included. You know, sometimes when you cruise and you're looking at $18, $20 per person per day for gratuities, all that's included.
Everything in one sum there.
Exactly.
So, I can't imagine that this is going to last real long. So if you go to foxworldtravel.com, you go, as Rose said earlier, to vacation travel, group travel, and then Fox Group Vacations. You'll see all the trips. And we've announced a lot of trips over the last few weeks.
We have.
Let's recap some of those
are
out there, and especially the ones that are really selling quickly.
Yes. So in addition to this trip, we also have underneath the exotics, a Fox World Travel Appreciation Vacation in Costa Rica. But you'll see, and that's Colleen. And I want to be very clear, there are two Costa Rica trips you're going to see. The Fox World Appreciation Vacation is really just a leisurely stay at Planet Hollywood. Right.
Okay.
And it's just an amazing all-inclusive, and it's for people who have traveled with us before that are looking for that laid back. You can still go to the Arenal Volcano. You can still go to the Monte Verde Cloud Forest. You can still go to the hot springs, but you go back to the all-inclusive. We also have one with our friends at Trafalgar just below it, which is Wild Wonders and Beyond. And that's April 21st to the 28th. That is an in-depth experience in Costa Rica. You're starting in San Jose on that one.
Right, and so, going across the entire, both sides, you're getting the jungle side and the desert side. And
exactly, yeah. So that's a very different experience. We've got Turkey and Istanbul and the Outer Circle. We've got Colors of Peru, so lots of that craziness going on. Don't forget about my Morocco trip, which is September 6th to the 17th. That's a 12-day in-depth Morocco trip that I'm very, very excited about. We also just recently launched Brews and Views Oktoberfest Germany to Austria, which is with our good friends at Insight Vacations. So all of those things have just been released. So very, very soon, we are going to put together, Colleen and I and our marketing team and our group team are going to put together a virtual event where we can address all of our 2025 calendar, because we know it's been coming out sporadically, but there's a reason for that. And we are going to give you a collaborative look at all of them very, very soon.
I'm sorry, I'm caught up in the loop of all the... looking at everything like, wow, look at this one. Ooh, this one looks great. It's just the... Again, I've said it over and over. Your website crew is doing a good job because they're making it very visible and making you go, okay, yeah, that looks amazing. We need to go there.
Right. So. And again, it's Fox's MO. Everything has to be perfect. And so we're taking our time and making sure that every single one of these offerings is something that's going to be unique and different, that you can't just open a brochure and copy this for somebody. So again, foxworldtravel.com, under the group tab, you will find the Fox Group Vacations. And that's where Dayton and I are. Our cursors are scrolling.
If you're watching us on the stream at WTMJ.com, you're like, they're just looking at their computer screen. Yeah, there's a lot to look at.
There's a lot to look at.
And you can book right online if you so choose to. You just go, hey, yeah, I'm going on this trip. Bing, fill out your information. You're good to go. Otherwise, the Let's Connect button down in the lower right-hand side is where you can put in your information and have somebody reach out to you. And in the please describe your travel preferences, budget, and how many travelers, that box there, as much detail as you can put in so that they know exactly what you're looking for when they call and can be ready for your call. So foxworldtravel.com. It is the Fox World Travel Show. We do need to take a break. Go over to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Jack Grau. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
I've been informed by Isaac in the producer's booth that this is Penguin...
Who? Penguin Prison.
That's the name of the band?
I guess so.
Penguin Prison.
Well, and you might have noticed he was playing Turtles music prior
before,
to this.
So Turtles and Penguins, right. We're going to see these. Look at you.
Isaac, you're just too clever
These are the
us.
Little cookies that are in the Fox World Travel Show that we don't even know about. I like it. So we announced the Galapagos trip. Somebody asked, is there a lot of walking on this trip?
So it's going to be whatever you can manage. Certainly... If you choose to walk across an entire small island while we're on a landing, and it's allowed, you could do that. But I always use this Antarctica story because I absolutely love it. The Antarctica trip was a little bit of work, but you wouldn't think, okay, we weren't walking that much, but getting on and off those zodiacs was very, very tricky because right. There aren't any piers or anything like that. So yes, you had to do some physical activity getting on and off the zodiac. But anyway, there was a couple, they were celebrating their 82nd birthday on my trip. Both of them were 82 the year we traveled.
Really?
So that was their trip. So every day we would get dressed for the morning excursion, come back, and it would either be a cruise or a landing. You knew you were either going to just be taking a zodiac trip around some of the islands and looking at the killer seals that were up on the icebergs and things like that, or you were literally going to land on a surface that you were going to have to get out in the water in most right. cases and then get on. So after they did day one and then the morning excursion of day two, they came to me at lunch and said, do we have to do every excursion? And I said, oh my, absolutely not. They said, we love it, but it's a lot of work to gear up.
Yeah.
And so what we're thinking we might just want to do when we know it's just going to be a cruise and we're going to go around and see beautiful things and wildlife and all of that. But getting in and out of those zodiacs is a little difficult for us. And my answer to them is exactly the answer I give to this person who texted this question. It's what you can manage. If this is going to be far easier. I've watched the video so many times. We're going to walk off the marine deck and onto this inflated yacht.
Right.
And we're going to get on that. And we are still sitting on the sides of a thing that looks like a Zodiac. But it won't be nearly as difficult because there's landing areas for us and things like that. And then do you scuba? Snorkel? Do you want to do the snorkeling? Do you, you know, whatever you choose to make this. And then I will also tell you that this isn't going to be like, there's not going to be shows at night, and there's not going to be a casino on board and things like that. But there's this beautiful lounge, and just like on our Antarctica excursions, they tell you the previous day or sometimes the morning of the afternoon of what it's going to be like. And they explain it very, very carefully. And the naturalist will tell you, you know, what to expect. So I would not let that stop me. I would go on the trip and say I'm going to do as much as I possibly can. So
yeah,
that's the way I look at it.
Once in a lifetime trip, and getting more limited as we go into the future, it seems like, with how many people they're allowing to go there.
Well, so. And I give thanks all the time for Fox World Travel to allow me to live my travel career out in a way that I'm getting to knock some of these things off my wish list.
855-616-1620. That is a WTMJ Talking text line. Another text here says, good morning. When are we expecting Apple to announce bookings for all-inclusive vacations to Punta Cana?
Very, very, very soon. This is the time of year that we're waiting for them to come out. Apple Vacations did put out the nonstop service that they're going to be offering out of Chicago this past week. They may add a few more. And as we've talked about, Milwaukee always has many more options than our friends down south. And so they're working on that. So not only will the Punta Cana all-inclusive packages come out, but also Jamaica and Cancun, Riviera Maya and Puerto Vallarta, probably others will be added this year as well. So
that's interesting. I wonder how many people travel up from Illinois to fly out of Milwaukee.
More than
because
you can imagine.
The airport's a lot more manageable. And
parking is far less expensive. More options, exactly. So aren't we lucky that we have the jewel that we have for an airport?
Yeah.
And we should take advantage of it whenever we can, because the more times we can fly out of there, the more we're saying to Milwaukee County, we need more nonstops out of Milwaukee. We need more lift out of Milwaukee.
Right. 855-616-1620, the WTMJ Talk and Text Line. Thanks for sharing your travels with us over all these years. That's a nice text that's coming in.
It is very nice. And I am just, again, so incredibly blessed that I get to do this and that I get to take you along with me. That's the fun of it.
Yeah.
And as I embark on some trips that I've done already, people say, oh, doesn't that get boring? Not at all. I love watching people experience Alaska for the very first time, or a South African safari for the very first time, or any of those kinds of things. And so I get joy out of watching your joy when you travel with me.
All right. Speaking of joy and traveling, Neil from Menominee Falls is calling in. Good morning, Neil. Thanks for calling.
Good morning. Good morning, guys.
Tell us everything.
Anyway, yeah, that's right. Well, first of all, Rose, when we get to Quito, the Marriott and Quito, where you're put up, is first class hotel. Excellent. The buses that Celebrity supplies for the Quito tours are also first class. And when you're walking around the city, Celebrity also has a leader in the front and somebody in the back, just making sure that none of the guests stray or panhandlers or anything bother anybody. So it's really nice. And you get a direct chartered flight to Baltra, and then we eventually get on a ship. And when you were talking about excursions, every day there's a board, and they list like three excursions, you know, based on some of them are more strenuous than others. And you just pick whichever one you want to go on, or none at all. And then you just go up to the person in charge and say, I would like number two. And then they'll assign you a Zodiac number. And regarding these Zodiacs, they all are built with steps and hand railings. Very easy to get in and out from the main ship to the Zodiac. Everybody puts on a life jacket before you get any Zodiacs, and off you go. And most of the places where you land, there is a pier, and you literally just step off the steps of the Zodiac onto the pier.
It's perfect. Perfect. Oh, my gosh. That's what I was hoping you would say, because I do know, like I said, when we were in Antarctica, we did have some issues getting on and off. So I looked at that video so many times and thought, this has got to be as easy as pie to get on and off this thing.
Neil, what was your favorite part of the trip?
I think finally chasing down a blue-footed booby.
Oh, were they a bit elusive?
Well, you know, when the zodiacs go past the rocks where they're nesting, you know, your picture is sort of just a bunch of droppings, white droppings on the rocks. When you find one on land that you can photograph independently away from their nest, it's sort of a treat. And most of several of the islands there, the seals, you walk up within, 2 feet of them. And they're just laying there and just ignoring you.
And tortoises so galore?
There were. we went to a separate area where we saw all the tortoises, and they're walking down the road. And there's one excursion that's included that where you saw where the tortoises are sort of raised and taken care of. And also a very neat excursion that was included with the trip.
Yeah. I mean, so, and I felt like as we were putting this together, the inclusions are remarkable on this trip. Did you feel that way as well?
I did. And I always planned my own travel, except when I went to Poland with Colleen a couple years ago. But on this, when I found out that, you can't really get to the Galapagos on your own. You have to book it, you know, part of the package because, Celebrity has their own chartered Airbus that gets you there, which most people don't realize. If you're trying to just book the trip on your own, it's sort of hard. You can't really make your own airfare reservation. So
right.
Celebrity was a first-class operation all the way around.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know what? Because you took the time to call in, I can bet there's going to be some testimonial from Neil coming out soon, if you don't mind.
All right, Neil, we appreciate
it. My pleasure.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend. 855-616-1620, the WTMJ talk and text line. We take a break. We'll be right back. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
There's sharks in the Galapagos, too?
I don't know if there are.
I don't know, but we're playing baby shark today. Isaac said he looked it up and they're on.
Okay.
All right. Galapagos is the big announcement for the day. You can see it at foxworldtravel.com and get signed up right away if you want, or fill out the information on the Let's Connect Us form and somebody will get back with you on Monday to talk through the big, exciting trip that Rose Gray has never been here, and now she gets to go.
I am so blessed. I'm so lucky. I'm so excited. So, yes, we've got Morocco and that next year. Colleen's got a great Costa Rica trip that she's got on. I can only tell you to go to the website because otherwise we're insulting your intelligence by reading the thing to you, right?
So has there been any updates on this FAA ruling or bill that's going through?
Yep. So that FAA bill that we talked about several weeks ago, which had pretty much just said the airlines have to give you a refund in an expeditious manner, and it has to be, you don't have to ask for it. If they canceled the flight, they have to give it to you, and they have to give it back to you in the form of payment that you use to pay for it. None of this voucher business.
Right.
And then there was this whole thing about families not being able to sit together, and that was all that. So I won't go into all of that. But the good news is the Senate overwhelmingly passed it, and now it went to the House. So,
I can't believe it's 2024, and this is finally going. How has that not been thought of before?
How long have you lived in the United States of America?
We have to keep the airlines accountable. What?
Yeah, exactly. Well, and you know, some of my real old time travel people say, yeah, that's deregulation for you. So, you know, we've got to start regulating some of this stuff because they went rogue on us, as it were. So
that's nice that's getting some traction.
It very much is. And again, you know, I know that sometimes flying can be a pain. I completely understand that. I can't go anywhere. I can't go out socializing. I can't go to church. I can't go to a baseball game without somebody regaling me with a story of what happened to them when they traveled last week.
Yeah.
They were stuck on a tarmac. They were stuck. Their flight got canceled. All that kind of thing. So we know there's issues there. But be a smart traveler. We've talked a lot about how can you help yourself. Be your own best advocate when you're flying.
Yeah.
Download that Airlines app. Make sure that you've got some resources so that you're not just at the mercy of the lines at the airport.
And bring a book and bring some patience. Because some things are out of control, right? That, weather affects things. Like, don't get upset because a storm blows through. You don't want to be up in the air in that storm. Like,
exactly. Yeah. And again, we talk about kindness and how to treat the people at the airport and things like that.
All right, we have to take one final break. When we come back, the final segment of the Fox World Travel Show for the week, 855-616-1620. If you have questions for Rose Gray, thanks for listening to WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee from the Annex Wealth Management Studios. This is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
We're getting some variety today from Isaac. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So are there actual turtles or are they tortoise?
They're tortoise.
Okay.
They're
when we tortoise. Go to the Galapagos, that has been announced. It is on the website at foxworldtravel.com.
Neil texted in and said you should check out Jeff Corwin. If you just do Jeff Corwin, Corwin Galapagos, it comes up. I've seen that documentary. It's outstanding.
Okay. Another text here says, have you ever taken a trip behind the scenes after the Kentucky Derby week?
I have never done it after the Kentucky Derby week, but that could be something fun. Last week was the Kentucky Derby. And if you've never been to the Derby, Dayton, put that on your list too, because it's really, really fun. I've done it the cheap way, but I just talked to two people that did it the not cheap way, where you book into a package. I talked to them last night. They got back Sunday. They said it was absolutely outstanding. So my experience was on the cheap. Theirs was high end, but do it. The whole Derby experience is something to behold.
I've been to Churchill Downs a couple times, but just to see concerts, not to actually see the horse races.
Ah, nice. So, okay.
According to a Google search, green turtles do exist. Sea turtles.
Okay, so they're sea turtles and they're not tortoises. So we will be swimming with some sea turtles if you do the snorkeling thing.
Fancy.
Yes.
So this is Mother's Day weekend.
It is.
Are you doing anything special?
Well, I am going to be going to my daughter's house and they're cooking, so that's great. I don't have to do any of that. I do have to bring some sides so I can handle that. Hoping to get a little golf in this afternoon. And then there's a great big baseball thing happening in my little town to kick off the baseball season. And my grandson plays the last game at 6 o'clock, so I will be there. How about you and your lovely bride?
Last year we did everybody at our house and did grilling and all. The guys brought a bunch of food. This year we took the easy way out. We're going to DeMarini's Pizza in Menominee Falls. There's like 16 of us gathering, and so be ready. We're going to take over that restaurant.
Well, and with that being said, how about a nice send off with what about a mother daughter trip? How cool would that very much be? So you don't always think about like who will I travel with. If you have an opportunity to travel with your mother, your sisters, your aunts, your grandmas, you get to take a family trip every year, and you know how outstanding that is.
Well, speaking of that, if you're my age, your mom is my mom's age, your mom has everything she needs, right?
That's right.
She doesn't need stuff.
No.
But a trip would be fantastic.
A trip would be, or even the suggestion.
I hope my mom's not listening. Mom, I'm not getting you a trip.
You have the reverse in your family.
Yes,
it's a
she takes
bit
us
nicer.
On trips, yes.
But again, travel just brings everybody together. And if you're listening
awesome.
To the show, it's either because you're on your way to the dump and you always have your phone on your radio on WTMJ, or it's because you love to listen about travel, because I sure love talking about travel and all the things that we can offer you at Fox World Travel, whether it's independent travel, vacation travel, group travel, destination weddings, business travel, destination weddings. We've got it all covered for you. And why not go with an expert? You know, I listen to the lineup you have every Saturday morning, and I listen to the likes of Eric Brown. And certainly there are less expensive ways to get your house fixed. But you listen to Eric and you feel comfortable and good, and you want a professional that knows what they're doing. Same thing with travel.
Exactly. And you have that backup then if something isn't, you know, again, we talk about when you travel, things can go a little sideways because of weather or whatnot. Somebody gets lost and now we got to find them. You have a travel advisor there with you to help you through all of that on the back end of stuff.
So. Right. And just make sure you're choosing the right kind of travel for you. I mean, the question about...
Is there a lot of walking?
Yeah. that kind of thing. So we're going to be honest with you. We're not trying to sell you something or say, oh, there's absolutely no walking at all, because we want to make a sale and then only you find out, wow, I'm immobile and I can't make this work. So,
all right. Well, happy Mother's Day to you and everybody listening. And I am off next week. Libby's in for me.
All right.
So enjoy that. Every Saturday, 9 o'clock, it's the Fox World Travel Show. Danny Clayton and the crew from Annex Wealth Management in next.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.